Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is International Black Summit Talk Show Network coming to you live and in color. And we have a great show for you tonight, and we're going to be featuring our wonderful facilitator, Niamo, coming in from New Jersey. And
hey.
Hostess with the mostest. Hey, Niamo, how you doing, my dear?
Hey, how are you?
I am wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Good to hear your voice. How have you been?
Glad to be here. Doing good.
All right. Good, 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 good. Perfect. So let me back up and do the declaration of the International Black Summit, and then we'll officially kick it off, although we already kicked it off somewhat. But one of the practices that we do is we do the declaration of the International Black Summit. So we invite you to listen to the declaration and see where it is calling you, where you're being called, what part of the declaration speaks to you. Just want to notice and embrace what's being asked of you inside of this declaration of the International Black Summit. And this was done back in 1991, and it's been our standard of clearing. You know, we've been talking about clearing the last couple of conversations as one of our distinctions, and we've been talking about the opportunity and possibility that's inside the language. And this was put together by 121 people who came together and agreed upon this declaration as a stance for who we were as a people of Black African descent. So without any further ado, the Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. North, south, east, west, above, below, within. A moment of silence, please. Yes, indeed. Oh, that was a cut. Let me give it another moment. Okay, that feels better. Whew. A moment of silence. When I read that declaration, it reminds me of who we are as an organization, as a group. And let me read the purpose so that people can get it. Because we have three different, some people call it divisions, three different approaches to the conversation. So we have an adult, a youth, and a young adult. And so I'm going to read you the purpose of all three of those so that you can get a sense of who we are and what we're up to. So the purpose of the adult the purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the black community and the world. And there's something about that vision. Once you get set inside of that vision, that you can then begin to plan it for yourself and your community. The purpose of the International Black Youth Summit is we exist to facilitate the connection, self-expression, and empowerment of young people of African descent around the world. We are young people making our visions real in our communities and exemplifying the principles of youth, transformation, love, and possibility as a powerful approach to the universe. And last but not least, the purpose of the International Black Young Adult Summit to provide an opportunity for participants aged 18 to 35 a space for reflection, communication, mentorship, and growth through vision creation and implementation. This conversation empowers young adults to powerfully transition to adulthood equipped for global success. So those are the three conversations that the International Black Summit is, and they also happen simultaneously. So this particular year in Georgetown, Guyana, we had an intergenerational summit, so everybody was together. So we had the youth, we had the adults, we had the young adults all in the same space. But normally we have them in separate spaces. But it was an opportunity, I say, an opportunity to heal across all boards, to maintain a conversation that's consistent with all levels. And from a facilitator standpoint, I think it was an opportunity for the people who lead the youth to work with the adults and the adults to work with the youth facilitators and the young adult facilitators to work with both the adult and the youth facilitators. Because we've gotten somewhat defined in our roles, and so I think it was a great opportunity for us to mingle and to get out of our comfort zones and have an intergenerational conversation. So enough about what happened in Guyana for now. And certainly if you want to find out some more information about who we are and what we're up to, blacksummit.org is the website that will take you to the information portal for us and let you know what we're up to. We'll let you know some more information, so list the declaration, list some of the people, some of the conversations that we are. And, since I'm here, I might as well let you know also we haven't created a new question. So normally we're still engaged in the question, as I embrace all aspects of myself, including rage and fear, what is available for the transformation of the universe. So we're still inside of that question until we come up with a new question or inquiry. So that's kind of the background of where we are. And tonight's conversation is especially a thrilling one. And I think that we're going to have some folks really excited about it. But the conversation is really about no right way to be. So that's one of the distinctions of the International Black Summit. And we have been distinguishing clearing, and we've been distinguishing trigger. And so we're looking at some of the what I'll call the core distinctions of the International Black Summit. So I know that Ms. Nyamo loves that conversation, no right way to be. And, of course, we've got the vivacious Henrietta Bird is on the line. Her mic is open, and so she can say hello to the audience, the folks out there that are listening. And we have a 212 number 426, I'm opening up your mic as well. So as soon as that opens up, we'll give it about 30. Actually, it's open up now. So you can say hello to the listeners
hello.
Out there as well.
Hello, Glenn. How you doing? Henrietta and Niamo, how y'all doing this evening?
And oh,
I just
great.
Say,
how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Is that the Lord?
No, I'm relaxing today. So
okay.
I just want to say
okay.
I'm just going to listen tonight.
Okay. All right.
And if I
decide not to, just raise
I will,
your hand.
Yes, I will.
Press the one button. Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right, so I'll put you back on listening. Okay. Very
okay,
good.
Okay. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you
yes.
for joining the call.
Yeah.
Ms.
Good
Niamo.
Evening, everybody.
And Henrietta.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah.
What your lady doing? No right way to be.
No right. Look, I'm. You know how I feel about this distinction. So I had a conversation with Niamo earlier today, and I think I'm just going to move it right on over to her. So, but good evening, everybody. It's a little chilly in Chicago. I always have to give the weather report, but it's about 60 degrees here, 68 degrees here, and it was almost 90 yesterday. So, you know, September.
Well, it's September, and
it's,
yeah, in Jersey, I think it got its, yes, it's high. It got as high as in the 80s. It might have got to 86 today over here in New Jersey. Yeah, the right way to be, I'm saying. Was that Dolores on the line from New York? I didn't hear her name of the caller. Or was it Phyllis?
I was Phyllis.
Did you all
Nancy's
know?
Nancy's her sister.
Okay. I just didn't hear her say that. I didn't know who it was. Okay, great. So she's listening. Maybe
I recognize
well.
Her voice.
Yes,
yeah, that's Phyllis.
Absolutely.
Right?
So for me, when I think about Right Way to Be, it takes me back to my first summit. My first International Black Summit event was Toronto. I believe it was 2001, and the declaration for the summit was what is available in noticing all I create that keeps me unconscious to the wonder that I am. Well, that just kind of hooked me and had me looking at a whole bunch of stuff inside of where my come from was. My come from in that moment prior to attending that first summit was Sunni Islam. It was a religious come from. And as you know, with a religious come from, you're going to have right ways to be. You're just going to have right ways to be. Okay. And so I realized, I said, how could there be no right way to be? How could there be no right way to be? And at the same time, consider and honor and keep looking at the wonder that I am as that particular summit was offering. So from then to this, it's been like 15 years almost, I've been looking at no right way to be, no right way to be a Muslim, no right way to love God, no right way to be a friend, no right way to be in a conversation with people and listen and give them a response that they may expect. The right way to be as I knew it was certain kinds of conversations would elicit certain kinds of response. It was said, you know, I'm really hurting, I'm really in need, that you would say, oh, I'll help you. What can I do for you? What I learned in looking more deeply and listening, no right way to be, is that there is no right way for you, for me, Niamo, to respond to a person with something that is already with a script. There's no script in my response and interaction with people. So one of the first things I learned was this is not scripted. This is no rehearsal. This is life. And so corollary to that, I said, oh, my goodness, all these distinctions. I'm going to have to learn a new language. And I was disabused of that. I spoke with one of the ODs, Terry Park, and he said, no, there's no language. You just be yourself. There's no right way to be inside of the summit as a summit facilitator. There's no set prescription that you're going to follow to express your truth and to find words that will express your unique vision. You know, that's what I got from what he told me. And so in this moment, I'm looking at several pieces. There's no right way to be oneself. There's no right way to be who you are, who I am in the world. I say I'm a writer. And I continually, you know, bump up against what that, quote, unquote, should look like. I put shoulds on it, you know, which is detracts from it. There's no right way to be a writer. You know, does it mean getting up at 6 a.m. every morning like Toni Morrison used to do, 5 a.m. to 7 a.m., and then she goes to work. She writes all them books before she goes to work. I'm like, woo, goodness, I don't know if I could do that. There's no right way to do it. So it's like who you are, not only in your profession, but in your responses, and interactions with people, in your what you say it is you like doing the most, such as for me, writing and healing. You know, it doesn't have to be one set way that, you know, you make sure, I make sure I deliver it this way because I know that person is listening for that. No. That makes it much too hard. And that also means you're not listening to what the person, where your interaction is, really. You're not in the moment. Because if you're in the moment, if I'm in the moment, listening where a person is I'm interacting with, I need to be whoever is listening to them in that time. Not a persona, not a profession, not, you know, how I was last week, but what's going on right now as I listen to what the person in front of me is saying about their life. So those are two things. No right way to be yourself, no right way to be three things. Your profession, no right way to be in your communication with people. Now, I just noticed, I don't know if anybody else noticed, but Glenn, when you were reciting the declaration, somehow the voice went out when you said, of who we are in the media. And I didn't hear we are in the media. Maybe you all did, but I didn't hear it. But it does have me, I'm sorry to keep saying, I'm very excited to be in the call. I just realized that who we are in the media, we have conversations. I have conversations about how that is. And right way to be comes up for me as one of the ways of listening and reading and seeing and being a participant in the information that comes from the media. So that's there because it's a certain kind of information that's presented, and there is no right way to be. So therefore, there's no judgment around it, right? At least that's the other aspect that I got to. No right way to be means I'm not going to judge myself and censor myself and edit myself before I share or interact or communicate. I want to speak from what's so, from my truth, okay? So those are the things that came to me about this conversation. I don't know and heard what I heard in terms of when Glenn was reciting the summit declaration, but who we are in the media is another aspect of how the right way to be comes up or presents itself as something to consider for this distinction. I'll stop there.
That's
wow. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's
the whole media part. Go ahead, Henrietta.
No, I was saying I didn't hear it either. It went out, you know, on my side too. And I was thinking about that. I was thinking about that as well. It's really interesting to look at. And when I say look, I was looking as you were speaking, Niamo, coming from religion. You know, that come from is real, really interesting. As I was saying earlier, I think I've been looking at B, like no right way to D versus mm-hmm. no right way to do. You know, I always look at the do. I'm an action kind of person, and so I'm always looking at the way to do a thing, you know. And so as I listen to you and I think about the dogmatic process or the procedures of religion, it's very, very interesting that you bring that up, you know, that you make that point. So it's just interesting. It's right where I am this particular day. It's right there, a lot of what you said. But I'm going to stop and see if there's someone else who might want to speak. Glenn, I know you'll be jumping off soon, so let me stop and let you speak, and I'm going to switch to host, okay? He may be gone already.
No, I'm here.
Okay.
So the classic for me, No Right Way to Be. some of you may have heard this before, but I spent probably about 30 years in data processing. And data processing is all about being efficient and
yeah,
trying to do it the most efficient way, the least amount of work, the, you know, biggest bang. You know, you're always looking for efficiency because you want to improve the process. You want to automate it to make it easier, simple, so on and so forth. So I've got, you know, 30 years, because I've been doing that since, you know, data processing since high school. So I've got 30 years of experience in this mode. I went to college. They trained me in that as well. And then I spent time out in the industry. So I'm honing my skill. And then I get to the summit, and the summit says, there's no right way to be. I'm like, hold up. Wait a minute, I done spent 30 years figuring out the right way to be. and so the opportunity for me, thank you, the opportunity to me was, well, wait a minute. If you have figured it out, there's no opportunity for life to contribute to you, because you already know how it's going to work out and how it should work out and how it should work. So the International Black Summit distinction, No Right Way to Be, had me stop in my tracks and say to myself, maybe it is, I don't know what it's like, what it should look like. And allowed life to contribute to me in ways that I didn't think were possible, didn't think could be possible, and were made possible. And so what I got to discover is that by allowing life to contribute to me were way beyond anything that I could have imagined. Bigger, better, on a grander scale. And so for with that, I've been able to accomplish things that I couldn't have conceived of. And so, you know, when I think about it, it's allowed me to be much bigger than I could have been had I tried to do it all myself in my 30 years of efficiency training. So that's what I have to say about no right way to be.
So Glenn, can you hear
mm-hmm.
me?
Yeah.
So when you made the switch from doing things a particular way to, I'll say, allowing things to be however they showed up, what was the most difficult part of that?
Letting go. Because what I got to discover is I'm a control freak.
Okay.
Now, it makes sense when you think about it, because you're trying to control the outcome. You're trying to, you know, kind of force fit the, you know, which sometimes you might be putting a square peg in a round hole.
Mm-hmm.
And so what this allowed me to do was like, well, wait a minute. Maybe a rectangular peg showed up. I ain't never seen one of them before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm used to a round or a square peg. So a rectangle or triangle can show up. You know, all these different shapes that I hadn't anticipated, hadn't even conceived of, are now available to me that weren't available before. So I had to give up ego of knowing, thinking I should know what it looks like. I had to surrender to life and be ready to deal with what is coming at me. So it had me be more present, because of course, if you're looking for it in a particular format and it doesn't come in that format, you think it's not it. And so you might miss it. So it had me be present. It had me be looking and listening, powerful level, because there's no right way to be. So it could be any particular way. And if I didn't have my eyes open, I'd miss it. So that's kind of some of the aspects of it that showed up in my space.
Letting go. Yeah, letting go. That's interesting. Niyama, let me ask you that same question, because what was the hardest part for you to accept this as a way of being?
Oh, wow. I'm thinking of it, and the hardest part was truly getting out of my way. The hardest part was listening through who I was being, and in my noticing to the level of the right way to be. I'm present to that aspect of this distinction, that it is a deeper cut of noticing. And noticing is an International Black Summit distinction for our listeners, that it's one of our you know, fundamental distinctions. And using noticing, it gives me access to deeper levels of all the other distinctions. So in terms of no right way to be, I realized what was hard for me was to release, like Glenn said, so the ego was very, very noticeable and obvious for me. There's no right way to be right all the time. You can't do it. You're a control freak. I mean, I think I didn't have that language back then. However, there were a lot of rules and rituals and ways of doing that I was engaged in that I realized were about a right way to be and were about other people instead of the growth of my own soul. So it began to be a very spiritual piece for me. And the challenge was to continually look at every single thing as a message up close I was getting to connection with my Lord. That, you know, in other words, you know, was I far away from it because of my holding on to a right perspective? You know, that other saying comes to mind. Is it better to be right or is it better to be, what's the other one? You know, you want to be accessible to people. I want to be more accessible. And I can't remember the phrase, but to be right all the time and think that I could be was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. There was so much available. The opportunity was there for me to keep looking at myself as a actor in the play of life. And yes, I have a role, but there's no right way to play the role. There's no right way. That was probably a poor analogy because we're saying there's no right way to be. So therefore, if you have theater, you're supposed to say the lines the way they're given to you. But this is totally improvisation. This is improvisational. That's what life is. And so I didn't have to follow the script of my religious direction. I could actually interpret it for myself. So it was challenging, I found, to actually engage with folks around my own thinking around what it is I was doing inside of this religious and spiritual path. People were not used to being questioned or having it look different, you know? And I was like, well, I can participate in a different way from what's been expected and what's been done before. There's no right way to be about this because I'm connected to my Creator and it doesn't have anything to do with you. What you think of me is not my business, as it said. So I agree with Glenn. It was about moving that ego away and out and looking and listening on that powerful level, kind of noticing. So, Henrietta, can you hear me? I wonder if we lost Henrietta. Gone. Glenn had to leave early. So I don't hear Henrietta. Maybe she'll come back on. I cannot have, I'm not at the board. So Phyllis, if you're listening, and others, if you're listening, please stand by until we're able to open up the mic so that others can speak, so that you can speak. But Henrietta, I cannot hear you in this moment. I hear something going on, but I cannot hear you. So there's no right way to do a talk show about no right way to be. There's going to be glitches. And one of the things, of course, it's perfect. One of the things that we're constantly confronting with technology is that it is not perfection. It is just like a human being. Things don't always work. Things don't happen exactly as we intended. Something else gives us an opportunity to keep interacting and keep communicating and keep looking. That's called life. Lines, we can say our agenda was X, Y, and Z, give ourselves six things to do every day. However, when it comes to the bottom line, whatever we've achieved is by the grace. You know, I'm going to go there. I have to go there. You know? We declare ourselves and our community. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There's nothing to do except be. So in the being, we're recognizing that whatever does occur is part of the wholeness. And so it's for us to actually use life as a way of interacting with where it is we're going and who we are in the moment. And know that just because something didn't happen the way we intended does not mean that it's not right, that it's not positive, that it's not a contribution in the transformation of the universe or our own world. Henrietta, are you back? Here, Henrietta. So maybe I'm not on the show and everybody's somewhere else. I'm just talking to myself. So I'll just keep talking. I don't want to get off the line and then have it be that it is shut down. So what else can we say about some things that Glenn said were very interesting to me. I know that he had to go early, and Henrietta had asked me earlier to co-host with her after 7 or so, because she has to go somewhere at 7:30. So you're listening to the International Black Summit radio talk show. So welcome. Welcome to the International Black Summit. Welcome to our weekly show that occurs Tuesdays from 6:30 to 7:30. Henrietta, I hear something, but I don't hear you. I heard some mumbling just now. Anyway, so glad you're here. Glad you're listening. And earlier we talked with Glenn, and he gave us some insight into how No Right Way to Be allows possibility, basically. He realized that, you know, he'd been studying all these years to do data processing in a certain way, and then what? He comes to the International Black Summit, and they say there's no right way to be. It didn't make sense. It didn't make similar
Hey, you guys.
Experience.
This is Glenn. Listen, I'm going to be signing off, okay? At my meeting.
Oh, Glenn, you're still there. Glenn, can you hear me?
Yeah, but I'm signing off. I'm actually starting my meeting.
I know, but I can't. I don't know where Henrietta is. I don't hear her. All right. Thank you. Thank you for being on.
Well,
I don't know where Henrietta is.
Hang up. Okay. Well, just leave the conversation. Okay.
I've been doing the conversation. Not a problem.
Okay.
Yes, we're
all
discussing
good.
This.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, good. All right,
take care.
Bye-bye. You're welcome.
So, Henrietta, please call back in if you can hear us, because we can't hear you. I guess it's technical difficulties. What can I say? So, yes, possibility. There's so many great possibilities that are available when I look at my life in a wider perspective than my own personal, more and more evident that if I would ignore thinking about how something is going to land, how I act or how I respond is going to land in someone else's world, I have the opportunity to pull from a much vaster world of response, character, you know, guidance. My world has all of a sudden expanded greatly. Instead of that right way of thinking that was from the past. So there's no right way to be in all situations, at all times, with every single person. Can't do that for me, that I actually burst out of an understanding that was very, very strict and stringent. It was not necessarily straight, though. It was not straight. but it was extremely confining to have it be that in order to be guided by my Creator, I had to do things a certain way. I had to be a certain way all the time. I had to speak a certain way all the time. I had to dress a certain way all the time. I had to have certain responses. I even had to have another language. I had to have a different name. Be in connection when the connection is what counts. There's no right way. Someone else can't do that for me. Someone else can't tell me how to connect with my Creator or connect with my dear friends or, you know, maintain the connection with the with my family members or keep a connection going or communication going or an understanding going with coworkers and colleagues. That's why no right way to be is so, because in networking, which I'm a network marketer, I have learned that there's truly, it's so obvious that there's no right way to be. You get a lot of information about having a list, calling all the people on the list, going to networking events, giving out your card, et cetera, and so on. But what it boils down to is making the connection with folks. And there's no script for that. It has to be heart to heart, spirit, soul, soul. It's like where there's no right way to be and there's no coincidence. It's a divine coincidence. It's a divine meeting of mind that has it be right, not a right way to be. And because I'm that right way to be, you know, you'll accept me. That's not it. I found that out for myself, and I've noticed other people find that out for themselves. That is not what you think. It's just not what you think. You know, I was thinking about this again today. I have on my card, and I'm almost laughing about it because it's like, what the? Who do you think you are to put that on your card? Transformational healer? Healer, heal thyself. I should have put that on the card. And then this is the conversation I had about it, that in fact, there's no right way to be a transformational healer. I'm merely putting out there what my guidance tells me, what the decision is. And I'm operating in the decision. I'm moving along in the decision. What other people think about it, that's not something for me to worry about. But I do have some people that I connect with because of what I put on the card. So there's no right way for me to be a healer or a Reiki teacher or an energy worker. There's no right way for it to look. There's no one way for it to look. It can look myriad ways, right? So what we do is just listen our lives. That's what I teach when I'm teaching Reiki and energy. I use the International Black Summit distinctions in those classes as well. There's no right way to do the healing work. It doesn't only look one way. Some of us come from hands-on energy healing. Others come from using essential oils when we do people's feet as reflexologists. Other people come from their chiropractor, and they're very knowledgeable about the parts of the body, and they know which to manipulate so that they get results. Other people come from other faces. There may be rituals that they know how to do. They may tell you to do things in your home to get a certain effect in your life. There's no right way for us to support transformation of lives. So this conversation of the International Black Summit has actually supported me in putting transformational healer on my card. And there's no right way to be that. But I stand as a contribution in the transformation of the universe, as the last line of the Declaration says. And the opportunity is there for people to look at their lives in such a way that if they're more concerned about connection than peering right, the world opens up. And that's the crux of No Right Way to Be. That's how I have it and hold it. Henrietta, are you there? I don't know what happened. I don't know if I'm talking to myself or not. Oh, dear. Where the Creator has given me a book, my Quran, that I cherish, and an awareness of my Creator. And before that, I had a different book. I had a Bible, and I had my being raised in the church, my upbringing. I had an education, 4 years of college, 2 years of and then being a professional writer and editor in the world, which is really a right way to be kind of profession, if you want to know something. Journalism and magazine journalism, right way to be personified, but there's a lot of creativity there, right? Then that segued into raising money for organizations, writing for money is how I put it. A lot of right way to be, have to dot those I's, that makes the connection with a potential donor, be it a grant funding organization or an individual, what we called major gift prospect, someone who could give a lot of money to one endeavor. So a lot of right way to be stuff in there. However, if you look at it with a narrow lens, a smaller lens, like you may want to do it this way, but I'm hearing that this owner or this particular funding agency, they have to have it this way. And you stand your ground. There's no right way to be. It doesn't have to be the way we did it last time. This is how I used it in work. It had me stand for my creativity, stand for the possibility of another approach working. And it often did work. Other approaches did work. So that was very, very good. So now it's been many minutes, and I don't know where Henrietta is. And let's see if she's texted. How about that? I've been really happy to share with everyone what's been there for me. Okay, here she is. Let's see. Where are you? Oh, goodness. Anyway, we're about to wrap up. We have 8 more minutes or so. And basically, we're talking about the right way to be. And I mentioned earlier that there's no right way to do a radio talk show program that has two hosts. One had to leave early. The other one said she'd leave early, meaning 7:30. And she asked me to co-host. And I haven't heard from her in 20 minutes. Over 20 minutes. I don't know what happened, but hey, I've been sharing with you and exploring right way to be, and I don't have the board, so I can't allow other people to come into the conversation. So I don't know what to do. Maybe I have to get off the phone and call back myself. But I figure like this. Since these calls are recorded, we can just use it as an exercise. Okay, and that's really it. The purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the Black community and the world. So by extension, this radio show is providing an opportunity for whoever's on it, whoever's listening, to bring into being your vision for the Black community in the world. And the conversation has several levels, and there are distinctions that we use as tools to facilitate the conversation that participants are in about their lives. And we do this every year at the annual summit event, and then throughout the year, shares as well as leadership body meetings. And so there's a leadership body that is responsible for the International Black Summit. And we have many teams, at least 10 teams or so, that have a role in putting, mounting and producing the International Black Summit. It's all run by volunteers, right? So you're welcome to visit blacksummit.org to learn more about the International Black Summit. And please post your comments. There's no right way to be was the subject of today's conversation. We began with Glenn speaking earlier. Glenn is one of the co-hosts as well as Henrietta, and Glenn was speaking about his perception of no right way to be, and Henrietta had shared with me some thoughts earlier, and now for some reason she's disappeared.
And I've been, you know, sharing what I've seen in my world as part of No Right Way to Be.
And it's just perfect. If you knew what was going on in Niyama's life, you would say, oh, wow, it would fall to you this day that you would be hosting this call. And it would be continuing on. The phone dropped. Okay, well, all right. So I'm still on. I'm writing her a note. So maybe she'll come back. Anyway, so please do visit blacksummit.org. Please give us a comment. We also have a page on Facebook. And I have a page, too. I'm Niamo, Nancy Louise. So please do friend me. You know, you can also be a friend of Henrietta Byrd and Glenn Greenwich on Facebook. So we're facilitators in this conversation, and we invite you to listen your life differently, okay, by being present to some of the distinctions that we're introducing on these calls. The last couple of calls were on clearing, a very, very important distinction, clearing as a verb, as a noun. And now we're talking about no right way to be. So I'm going to close the call by reciting the summit declaration because I love it. It's just so very, it's motivating, and it's like for everyone in the world. So let me, I'm going to sit up and actually cite it because it almost gives me goosebumps when I think about it. We declare International Black Summit, Declaration of the International Black Summit, that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the University of Georgia, October 7, 1991. Union, New Jersey, and everywhere else that people of African descent are, September 5th, 2017, in the north, south, east, and west, above, below, and within. A moment of silence, please. Pleasure, this is Niyama signing out on behalf of the International Black Summit radio show. And please do tune in again next week
and we look forward to hearing from you and participating with you. And thanks so much for opening your homes, your hearts, your ears to this program. And do visit blacksummit.org. Have a great rest of the evening. I love you, and peace be with you.
Good night. Thanks, Niamo.